If it doesn't nourish your soul, get rid of it. Anonymous.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution. We have new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I hope you'll join us. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. Today's episode is another oily profile episode for you all, where we're going to focus the entire show on one essential oil. And today we are focusing on sandalwood. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Before we get to the interview, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Andrea Osinar in Weatherford, Oklahoma, and it's for a DIY dish soap. To make your DIY dish soap, you'll need 1 cup of Dr. Bronner's Sal Suds biodegradable cleaner, 1 cup filtered water, 1 teaspoon baking soda, and 20 drops lemon essential oil. Simply whisk together all ingredients in a glass bowl and then funnel into a cruet or liquid soap dispenser. Awesome recipe, Andrea. Thank you so much for submitting it. We love getting your DIY recipes, so you can submit yours anytime by emailing us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to include your name, where you're from, and if you'd like to include your website as well. And if you're looking to find all of our DIY recipes, we have maybe not all of them, but most of them compiled on our new website, www.revolutionoilspodcast.com. There's a little tab that says DIY Dugout. Just click there and you can see the archives of all the past recipes, or almost all of them. Well, welcome everyone. I cannot wait to introduce you to Justin Ehrlich, who is this fascinating man. I'm so excited for him to share with us all about sandalwood essential oil today. Justin, for most of his life, was drawn to many practices and philosophies orienting from ancient China. He's been a licensed acupuncturist since 2002 and has been a student of Taoism since 2001. He studied many different branches of medicine, religion, and philosophy. His work focuses on the practical application of these subjects in the lives of his clients and himself. His many areas of expertise include classical Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Taoist external alchemy, traditional martial arts, Chinese shamanic herbalism, essential oils, mindfulness-based practices, modern biohacking techniques, and functional medicine, just to name a few. I didn't even get them all in there. So, Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
So, Justin, I want to ask you more about the work that you do. Tell us kind of briefly how you work with clients, what you do, and how you incorporate essential oils into that work.
Okay. So, I'm a practitioner of Chinese medicine, sort of fundamentally. That's my license. But Chinese medicine is this really broad practice. So it can include acupuncture, it can include herbal medicine, it can include, of course, essential oils or dietary therapy, exercise therapy, all those sorts of things. And what makes Chinese medicine different is not just the tools, but it really is sort of the philosophy of the medicine, the approach to like what is wellness and what is disease. And central to that is this concept of the body, the mind, and the spirit, and that the body can be sick, but the spirit and the mind may be healthy, or the mind may be sick, but the body and the spirit may be healthy. And what we try to do is to help a person figure out where a block is coming from, where the struggle is happening, and how to support them in the process of self-correction, rather than it being, there is just something wrong, let me replace that, and you don't have to necessarily be involved in it. And so my work ends up being, in a sense, sort of a work of empowerment, education, and also providing treatment on occasion to patients and clients I do a range of work from complex autoimmune diseases to life coaching and spiritual coaching and emotional sort of therapy work. And I work with people locally. I work with people from around the country. Obviously, for acupuncture, you have to be in person, but for essential oil use and for herbal medicine and for meditation training and working through life stressors and those sorts of things, we do most of that work via Skype. But I use a mixture of the philosophy of Chinese medicine, of Taoism, which is really ultimately about a person understanding what their calling is in life or who they are in this life and how that search is unfolding in their life. Is it showing up as some sort of struggle, whether that's a physical disease or an emotional struggle or a spiritual struggle? Within Chinese medicine, we use essential oils in a few ways. You have the sort of classical approach where plant material was burned to release the essential oils and incense therapy, fumigation, that sort of thing. So you can see it in the realm of smudging an area. The way that Native American cultures might have used white sage or sweetgrass or something like that. The Chinese would have burnt many different herbs, sandalwood being one of the primary ones. We use the oils topically to treat broader areas of the body for wounds, skin conditions. But we can also use the oils on acupuncture points as sort of a chemical acupuncture versus a needle acupuncture, physical acupuncture. And we also diffuse them, again, for sort of the incense therapy side of things.
That's fascinating. So let's talk about sandalwood further. You mentioned that it's used for smudging often. Well, what's your personal favorite thing about sandalwood oil?
Personally, my favorite part of it is just its scent. I find it to be one of the most deep, intoxicating scents. You know, like when we smell things, they cause a reaction in the brain. There's a lot of emotion around scent. We usually either, you know, it can draw us very deeply inward or it can kind of push us away from it. And for me, sandalwood is one of those scents that just I can get pretty easily lost in. You kind of just dive deeper and deeper into it. You keep sort of searching for some quality that's there that you can't quite grasp, but it's so sweet and woody and for being sort of intoxicating.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. Absolutely. What are some of the main ways that you see people using sandalwood?
Well, in modern medical aromatherapy, outside of just it being used for its wonderful scent in the aromatherapy world where it's being used in perfumes and those sorts of things, it's quite popular for working, supporting the skin. It's rich in sesquiterpenes and sesquiterpenols. And some of the research around different sesquiterpenes and different sesquiterpenols has shown them to be, the sesquiterpenes and sesquiterpenols, to be anti-inflammatory. And so a lot of the use of sandalwood, because it's so high in a couple of those, is focusing on using it for those purposes.
Now, where does the sandalwood come from? How is it harvested and distilled? Do you know much about that?
Sandalwood is the wood of a tree, obviously the sandalwood tree, which is grown in several parts of the world. There are sort of three main areas that it tends to come from originally, the most common being from the Indian subcontinent, but there's also forms that grow in Australia, as well as forms that grow in Hawaii. You can find it in CO2 extractions, but most commonly you'll find it in steam distillation, and the steam distillation seems to be higher in the amount of the sesquiterpenes and sesquiterpenols. And that's what most people are looking for when they're doing the distillation for sort of medical purposes, medical aromatherapy. They're looking to see what the chemical constituents of the oil are once it's been distilled.
I've never heard of the CO2 extraction. Do you know much about that?
CO2 extraction allows you to get a little broader range of the chemical constituents of a plant. Steam distillation releases a certain amount of the constituents, and CO2 extraction gets a little bit more of the water soluble and some of the heavier constituents. And so in that sort of ever-changing, evolving field of medical aromatherapy, we're seeing more and more CO2 extracts because they're a little more complete of the plant. And so if you have a history of using sandalwood or frankincense or something as an herbal medicine versus as an essential oil, often the CO2 extract will be closer to the herbal medicine uses than what the steam distillation will be.
That's interesting.
It gets a little more of the heavier, larger particles that just aren't captured in the steam distillation. Although for sandalwood, the steam distillation is the most popular form.
Well, great. Well, Justin, let's learn more about sandalwood after a quick break to thank our sponsors. Now, Justin, let's take a little diversion here for a second, and let's not talk about sandalwood essential oil, and instead let's focus on sandalwood, the plant. That'll give us a little more freedom to talk without FDA spiders getting on me.
Fair enough. So sandalwood in Chinese medicine or in the culture of China, it's most well known as an incense used both in Taoism and especially in Buddhism. Is one of the primary herbs, or if not the primary herb, that's used in meditation, prayer, temples, for any sort of incense. The name in Chinese is tanxiang. Xiang just means a fragrance, an aroma. So many of the aromatic plants, their name includes the word xiang. But the word tan references the idea of an altar, of a place of divinity, a sacred space. And so the name sandalwood in Chinese is the fragrance of a sacred temple, is how they chose to name the wood. And in Buddhism, it references the idea of opening up the heart to relieve our suffering, because Buddhism is about how we create our own suffering and how to work through the suffering and let go of our suffering and that side of things. In Taoism, it's used more for this sort of internal struggle between our desires and our judgment about our desires. Because we all sort of have to work through this idea, well, I want this, but then I feel guilty for it. I want this, but I shouldn't do it. And so in Taoism, rather than looking at it as labeling it as suffering, they look at it as the sort of struggle between our judgment and our desires, which in terms of herbal medicine, the herb sandalwood affects the chest. It's used medically for chest pain and those sorts of things. It helps kind of relax the chest and open the chest, which is the area of, in Chinese medicine, the heart and the lungs. And the heart represents our sort of egoic desires within the paradigm of Chinese medicine. And the lungs represent our sense of order and judgment. And so sandalwood has this capacity to sort of regulate that internal struggle of helping to balance those two facets of our life, our desires and our judgment of those desires.
Yeah. One thing I read about sandalwood once that always stuck with me is that it was considered in many cultures, still considered as sacred, but it is deemed to help free the souls of the deceased at funerals, which I thought was really fascinating.
Yeah. There's a long history, much like rosewood, cedarwood in the West, of it being used even for burial. The story goes that when the Buddha was cremated, he was cremated on a pyre of sandalwood.
And the Egyptians also used it for embalming, I believe.
Exactly. And so a lot of these things were anti-parasitic in terms of helping to preserve the body when it was being buried. And so it developed its sort of popularity in that way for burial stuff, but also for like high quality furniture for the royalty, because they didn't want their wood chairs to rot away. So it was also used a lot for furniture. A lot of the, in the temples, the big wooden scrolls on the walls would have been carved out of sandalwood, aloes wood, agarwood, rosewood, those sorts of very aromatic oils. In Chinese incense therapy, they consider to have six stages of incense. And the first being quietude, the second being beauty, then abundance, then nobility, then refinement, and then inclusivity. And different plants are used for different stages of sort of cultivation as you're going through your meditative or prayer practices. And sandalwood would be the one of nobility, falls into that category, is something that connects you into the nobility of yourself, which in a way is also saying it's opening up your sacred altar, a sacred space within you.
That's wonderful. Sandalwood's a very diverse oil as well. I always sort of liken it to frankincense in that way. That's why sometimes when I talk about them, I mix them up because they're both these sort of Swiss Army knives of oils that can be used to support the skin. It can help circulate the blood. It can bring more oxygen to our cells, especially around the pineal and pituitary glands. So really, it's a kind of jack of all trades kind of plant.
So that idea of the herb sandalwood, of how it opens the chest, allows us to have better blood oxygenation, allows us to shift the brain into less of a fight or flight mode, which then affects our hormones and all that sort of stuff. So you can sort of see that overlap of how the oil works to where how the herb works, and how that capacity to calm us down, allow us to breathe more deeply, is going to have this downstream cascade of benefits.
You're right. I mean, how many of us walk around all day just in that fight or flight mode constantly with all the stress, and it really affects our cells. I mean, no one's going to deny the fact that stress can cause extraordinary damaging effects to the body. So sandalwood it's really cool to hear that it can really help us get out of that fight or flight mode and calm the entire system down.
Yeah, very much so. In sort of acute physical medicine, it's often used in formulas to treat chest pain sort of acutely. So you can think of that in the sense of like almost the extreme form of stress where you're having a panic attack, or it's used in some herbal formulas for angina. It's also used with many other herbs in formulas for coma and that sort of stuff. And that most likely is partly because of how it does affect the blood-brain barrier and the brain chemistry. But in terms of the historical side of Chinese medicine, dating back to even the 900s to the early 1000s, it's been used for post-stroke and for coma and that sort of stuff, along with other herbs.
So Justin, do you have any great DIY recipes you can leave us with that include sandalwood oil?
One of my favorite ways to use it is either as a in Chinese medicine, when we use oils, we tend to use them in blends. And we'll tend to blend based on the note of the oil. So base note, middle note, top note. A blend that I like, which is a mixture of three notes, would be sandalwood, an evergreen, either like pine or black spruce, and sweet orange. And I find that blend to be very good for helping somebody have sort of a calm focus. It can be used for anxiety, it can be used for insomnia, but it's also somewhat uplifting and supporting the focus. Another one that can be great for skin, if you're having skin irritations, the way that I like to use it in my clinic would be sandalwood, frankincense, as you mentioned, lavender, rosemary, verbenin is a great one for the skin as well. And if there's a little more irritation or inflammation in the skin, one of the oils that I like to use for that would be a German chamomile.
Well, thank you for sharing those. Those sound lovely and amazing. This has been so great learning.
Justin,
before you go,
sandalwood,
we always love to ask our special guests these closing questions. And the first is just to give us a little insight into your day. What do your daily health habits look like? How do you take care of yourself?
Probably first and foremost would be my practice of breath work, which for me would be Qigong or parts of my Kung Fu practices, because I teach Kung Fu and do traditional Chinese Qigong practices. So I do that every day as sort of a physical movement and breath movement. I also do meditation every day. And then just eating well, I do quite a bit of intermittent fasting. I find that to be very helpful for health overall. So breathing, exercising, meditating, and eating right.
That's great. And what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I thought about that one. And for me, I think probably one of the most powerful things we could all do is trying to move away from distraction, from being with ourselves. And I find really for most people, just sitting down for 5 minutes a day and actually just being with yourself is one of the biggest gifts you can give to yourself. Just sit down and ask yourself, how am I? How is my body? How is my mind? How is my spirit? Ditch the TV for 5 minutes and just give yourself the gift of hanging out with yourself. It's a very powerful thing to do.
That is a really powerful thing. It's really hard, especially with work and if you have small children. So something my husband's been doing lately, my husband's name's Sean Bay, and he really needs his alone time and his special time to himself. But we have a very small house. We have two young kids. So now in the morning when he drives to work, instead of listening to NPR like he used to do, he has complete silence on his drive to work in the morning. And that's just been really like life-saving for him. But yeah, even better if we can make ourselves just stop and sit and be still. Seems like the simplest thing in the world, right? But it's very difficult for many people to do that.
And it's good to do it with a sense of focus and the sense of really just checking in with yourself. How am I? You know, in a way, it's a really simple question, but it's often a little bit of a scary question as well. And I would encourage everyone to take the time to actually start answering that.
Absolutely. Well, Justin, it's been a pleasure. Now, tell us a little more about how you can help all the listeners out there and how they can get in touch with you.
They can reach me through my website, which is my name. It's justinerlich.com, JustinErlich.com. And you can track me down via email or phone on the website. And if there is, I work with people for physical, for emotional, for spiritual struggles. And if there's something there that you're feeling stuck with, then I would encourage you to reach out and connect with me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again. I'll be sure to include a link to your website in the show notes just below wherever you're listening to this episode. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Thank you to everyone tuning in today. We'll catch you again next week. If you're looking for useful resources and links that were mentioned in this episode, you can find all of that just below wherever you're listening to this podcast episode, or you can always go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com, and search for today's episode. Today's episode is number 110. We'll put links there for our sponsors this week, Kind Snacks, Yoga Glow, and Casper, as well as links to connect with our guest today, Justin. And if you're looking to buy a really good quality sandalwood essential oil, we'll put a link in there to our favorite. Also, if you missed the announcement last week, I wanted to make sure everyone knew about this amazing thing happening soon. It's called the Men's Wellness Summit, and it's going to be free February 26th through March 5th. You can listen to tons of amazing speakers talk about this crucial, super important topic on men's wellness. So come share it with the men in your lives. Come yourself so you can learn how to take care of the important men in your life. And you can find a link for that just below this episode in the show notes. Again, that's the Men's Wellness Summit happening February 26th through March 5th, 2018. As always, everyone, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.